We're reading from Zohar for All, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, Rabbi Shimon's Exit from the Cave, item 185. You can download the text and send us your questions to kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Zohar for All, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, Rabbi Shimon's Exit from the Cave, item 185. Rabbi Pinchas was usually before Rabbi Rechumai by the shore of the Sea of Galilee. A great and elderly man was Rabbi Rechumai, and his eyes grew weak. He said to Rabbi Pinchas, "Indeed, I heard that Yochai, our friend, has a gem, a good stone, a son. I looked in the light of that gem, and it is as the illumination of the sun from each sheath, illuminating the entire world." Explanation. Malchut, in all her corrections, is called a good stone, and she is called a gem. He says, Yochai, our friend, has a gem, a good stone, a son. Meaning he has already been rewarded with Malchut, with all her corrections and adornments.
The son is the next degree. The present degree is the father, and the next degree is called the son.
He looked in the spirit of holiness in the light of the gem, that it was illuminating as the light of the sun upon its exit from its sheath, which is the correction of Malchut's future. So the light of the moon will be as the light of the sun, that then she illuminates the entire world.
Because Malchut is in concealment from Zeranpin, between them there is a masach that separates, and you have to attain the light of mercy of Chasadim in order for Malchut to be able to connect to Zeranpin, and in that way she exits her thetes. What closes her, that shuts her off, like with Zeranpin.
And behold, after the light of Malchut became the light of the sun, and her peak rose to heaven, she illuminated from the heaven to the earth in another pillar of light to the entire world. He was illuminating and going until it was enough for Rabbi Shimon to properly correct the throne of Atik Yomin. The intimation is that he was already rewarded with the two disclosures of the end of corrections. One, these are the six verses from the verse, "The heavens tell," to the law of the Lord is whole. Two, and the six names that are written from the verse, "And there is nothing hidden from his heat," through the end of the psalm. This is all because the light standing from the heaven to the earth and illuminating the entire world implies to the six verses. And until Atik Yomin comes and properly sits on the throne, it indicates those six names. 186.
Meaning when we said that, when we were talking about Rabbi Chiya, that was crying, will Rabbi Shimon reach Gemar Tikkun or not, this is where they explain to what degree he reached. Yes.
186. And that light stands from the heaven to the earth and illuminates the entire world until Atik Yomin, meaning Keter, arrives and properly sits on the throne.
Meaning that the light of Keter reaches the Malchut all the way to the Ten Sefirot of all of reality.
Meaning until the end of correction. And that light is entirely included in your home, meaning in his home, in his daughter, because the daughter of Rabbi Pinchas was the daughter of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and from the light what was included, surely a thing light comes, which is his daughter Rabbi Elazar, and it comes out to the outside, illuminated the entire world. How happy is your share? Go out, son, go out, son.
That's an even, the grandson, an even higher degree than the... towards Bar Yochai is the son, and towards Pinchas it's the grandson, the Rabbi Elazar. Yes.
Follow that gem that illuminates the world, for the time is ripe for you.
Because you can ascend more than 2 degrees. There's Ibui Nika Mochin, the lower one, the upper one, and the upper one. That's what we're speaking about.
Commentary. The daughter of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was Rabbi Shimon's wife. It follows that Rabbi Shimon is included in the house of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. This refers to Rabbi Elazar, who came out of the light that was included in the house of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, that the light is Rabbi Shimon and his wife, and Rabbi Elazar came out and illuminated the entire world. 187.
You should translate all these things to degrees, because we're not talking about humans and that's his grandson and that's his daughter and woman and whatever. We're not speaking about that. Nothing about this world. And of course not about nonsense like this. But only the states between the souls, the degrees where they ascend or descend.
187. He went out from him and was about to go into the ship. And there were 2 men with him. He saw 2 birds coming and flying over the sea. He raised his voice and said, "Birds, birds, since you fly over the sea, have you seen the place where Yochai is?" He waited a little, then said, "Birds, birds, go and tell me." They flew away into the sea and departed. Commentary. Rabbi Shimon fled from the kingship, which ordered that he should be killed. He and his son hid in a cave, and they did not know his whereabouts. This is why Rabbi Pinchas, son of Yair, went to look for him in the islands of the sea.
We're speaking, supposedly it was in Tiberias, the Sea of Galilee, that he ran away to the Galilee. And obviously, these are all degrees. That's why in the book of Zohar, there's another place where it's written, Deido Rabba and Ito Zuta. The big illuminant, small one, that's where what we're speaking about, the cave. It's a state of the Kli, a special state, where if a person hides in it on one hand, supposedly underground on one hand, on the other hand, he lives in it with his... And well, in spirituality, what happens is that he brings a big correction to the Malchut. Yes.
188. Before we went out to the ship, the birds came, and one of them held a letter in her beak. It said, "Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai has come out of the cave with his son, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Pinchas went to him and found that he has changed. His body was filled with holes and sores from sitting in the cave. He wept over him and said, 'Woe that I have seen you so.'"
Well, his body was a desire to receive as much as he changed, even an externality that it's the last level of correction. The oh, the skin is the hardest degree to correct. So Rabbi Shimon reached a state that his oh, his skin supposedly reached corrections, and that is only in like the supposedly only in the final Gemar Tikkun.
Rabbi Shimon told him, "Happy I am that you have seen me so. For had you not seen me so, I would not be so." Rabbi Shimon started with the mitzvot of the Torah and said, all the mitzvot of the Torah that the Creator gave to Israel are written in the Torah in a general way.
Meaning, now he's starting from his attainment, which he reached, that he sat in the cave and got that rust upon his skin, the last level of Malchut, in the last 10 Sfirot. Now he starts discovering to Rabbi Pinchas and et al. What he discovered, what he found in this whole process. Till now, everything's clear? Ask. Nothing's clear if you're not asking. Yes, Altul. Whoever has the microphone has to look and give it right away.
The changes Rabbi Pinchas saw in Rabbi Shimon. When he told him that if you wouldn't have seen me this way, I wouldn't have been this way. It means that Rabbi Pinchas went through those changes also.
So how did it happen that he could see him? How does it happen that Rabbi Pinchas can see Rabbi Shimon? He went to him, he found him. What does it mean that he went and he found him? He walked and found and discovered, attained that in that state when he discovers it, meaning he reached the equivalence of form with him, that he can see him, that same degree. And still, when he got there, in every degree you have 10 sefirot, you have Neran Chai, Gachabzon, the levels of Aviyut from 0 to 5, the 5 levels of Aviyut, and he saw that Rabbi Shimon, in that degree he reached, he got a correction to his Malchut. Rabbi Pinchas for now on can only see it. He didn't reach it yet. Rabbi Pinchas, as opposed to Rabbi Shimon, is the previous degree. As Rabbi Pinchas, when he gave birth to his daughter, he gave that Malchut to Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon, with the daughter of Rabbi Pinchas, gave birth to Rabbi Elazar, meaning it's 3 degrees. So what is he saying here, Rabbi Shimon? If I wasn't like this, you wouldn't see me like this. Meaning that you are now also in a state where you can see me in a corrected state. And whatever I've reached was only thanks to those wounds that were on my skin. You understand? You want those wounds or not? Yeah, if it's good, let it be. Even more, right? Okay. We understood you. You can sit down. More. From the world key.
Denise from Moscow is asking, what is the meaning of Rabbi Elazar came out and illuminated the whole world with his light?
Oh, he's not telling us yet. Rabbi Elazar is the 3rd degree from Rabbi Pinchas, 2nd from Rabbi Shimon, and he's always speaking about Gemar Tikkun. Whatever says in the Zohar, Rabbi Elazar, you know he's, as much as I understand, and no, I can't sign on everything that's written there, but to what I understand, he is always speaking about Gemar Tikkun. Rabbi Shimon speaks about the corrections, about our corrections that we have to do, that we are starting the process of Gemar Tikkun, and Rabbi Elazar is really speaking about in practice what we hope we're going to reach. But that can also take place in many degrees. You have something about that?
Rakbala Sulam says in the Arvut that Rabbi Elazar, son of Rashbi, he takes the Arvut even further. It's not enough for him that Israel are responsible for each other, rather the whole world is responsible for each other.
Okay, yes. There's three names. Grandfather is Rabbi Pinchas. Yeah, write it down for him. Pinchas is the grandfather, Shimon is the father, and Elazar is the grandson. It's 3 degrees. Pinchas, Shimon, and Elazar. 3 degrees. That's it.
Если следующая ступень для меня это Творец, то как я могу увидеть за ним?
If the next degree for me is the Creator, so how can I see beyond?
You ascend and you see. You see where there the Creator is even bigger. And you say, oh, there's an even higher Creator? Oh, he's even higher. When you ascend from one degree to the next, and every degree, and according to that, you have a greater Creator or a smaller Creator, you ascend or descend.
So we're talking about changes in time.
It's not time. Well, let's say it's spiritual time, yes. And every time you discover something new, also the creature, also the creator, they both change. On one hand, we say that the earth is full of his glory and he doesn't change and so on and so on. But we're speaking about the general force. And on the other hand, the more I reveal is according to my degree, according to my vessels. So I corrected the vessels, I discover a higher creator, I descend, I discover a less creator. It's all towards me, towards the person who's attaining. We're not speaking about him, we're speaking about what I receive from him. Well, I understand that's how it is, but it's like that for everybody. Till it becomes clear in our bones, it won't be clear, and that's good that you have those feelings that it's not there yet. Who's there? Amigo, yes, you at the end there.
Rav, si el padre es el mi estado actual y mi hijo es mi estado futuro, Rabbi Pinchas es el abuelo, ¿qué estado es ese?
If the Rav is my present state,
I didn't understand. The Rav is his present state?
If my father is my present state, and my son is my future state,
right?
What is the grandfather? What state is that? If the father is my present state, the son is my future state, and the grandfather is my present former state, what does it mean?
It's the father of the father. What do you mean? There's a lower one, upper one, and upper, upper. The lower one is Rabbi Pinchas. The upper one is Shimon, and the Ali Elyon, the upper upper, is Elazar. That's why we're speaking that, how does he call it? A gem. The precious gem. That you have the great ocean, in the great ocean there's a seath, and in there is the gem, the pearl. That's the order of the forces.
What to do if one discovers the Sitra Akra and realizes that I've been feeding this for, you know, a few times, and it's poisoned the body, and you cannot move.
מה לעשות אם אחד מגלה שתעשית אחרא והמצב הזה לא משחרר אותו והוא מרגיש שזה מתמשך הרבה זמן, זה מראה לו את כל הגוף.
אני לא הבנתי שאלה.
I didn't understand the question.
What to do when one reveals the sitra achra and it poisons his body?
Oh, what does a person do if he feels the sitra achra is like a poison? It brings him to like it's paralyzed.
Pure evil thing.
What does he do? He has nothing to do. If he's dead, he's dead. If you say that he received that poison, so what can you do? Nothing. Only he's buried by the friends. Bring him to a cemetery, bury him, give him a eulogy. Then they sit and have a meal to raise his soul. And by that, his soul ascends.
Thank you.
After the 7 days, the 30 days, and there's a year, you friends make those corrections. That's why it's called the Sacred Friends, the Sacred Society, that is on bestowal. Bestowal is sanctity, and they bury him in his desire to receive, in his ego, the general ego, and by that, when they correct him, he can't correct himself anymore. He's dead. He's all poisoned, right? So they correct him, and by that, he can ascend to the next degree. That is called they pray upon him to raise his soul. And his soul, through him being buried in the ego, in the desire to receive, the final desire to receive, that's where he rots, his body rots, and the soul receives an ascending to a higher degree. The body is called the desire to receive. It rots. The soul rises, and a person is reborn in a higher degree.
Thank you, Rabbi.
He explained that in the preface to the Zohar.
His question was about the matter of the recognition of evil. He feels the sitra achra, which it is revealed to him that it was there for a long time inside of him, and only now he sees it. He doesn't know how to get rid of it, and he feels that it poisons his whole being. He's now gone through the recognition of evil. He had it for a long time, and now he wants to know, how can he come out of it, to get rid of it?
There's a lot, I don't know, it depends what state he's in. It's a revelation of evil we feel in many states. The correct thing is to just dwell in the group. That always does good. And except for that, there's a lot of other ways. The revelation of evil is felt in every step, in behind every corner. Well, let's continue a bit.
Commentary: for all the years that he had to dwell in the cave, he had to sit there inside the sun to cover his nakedness and engage in Torah. And his flesh was punctured and with sores. Because of it, Rabbi Pinchas wept over him and said, "Woe unto me that I have seen you in such a way." Rabbi Shimon replied to him, "Happy I am that you have seen me so, for had you not seen me so, I would not be so." Meaning, I would not have been rewarded with the revelations of the secrets of the Torah, for he was awarded all the great sublimity of his wisdom during those 13 years of hiding in the cave. Rabbi Shimon started, "All the mitzvot of the Torah that the Creator gave to Israel are written in the Torah in a general way. In the verse, 'In the beginning God created,' until the verse, 'And there was light.' The Zohar explained that the verse, 'In the beginning God created,' is the mitzvah of fear and its punishment. And all the mitzvot in the Torah are included in it.
Okay, that's it. Till here. Meaning that whatever Rabbi Shimon attained, he discovered the entire Torah, meaning the entire vessel and the entire light, that by them you can, all the souls, reach Gmar Tikkun. And now he discovers it. What are the mitzvot of the Torah, the commandments, the connection between those two words aren't known to humans. Mitzvot, because what is mitzvah? It's a correction. Torah is light. Meaning, how does man use the light called Torah and Torah O in order to make corrections upon himself called mitzvot? So we have nothing more than dealing with Torah and mitzvot to prepare ourselves for correction and to invite the reforming light which corrects what we've prepared. And that's how we reach Gmar Tikkun. So Rabbi Shimon reached it, discovered the entire path, discovered the entire system, which by it man corrects himself, and he begins explaining it in the Zohar, and then we reach the last part of the introduction, which is called Pkudei Oraita, meaning the commandments of the Torah, the mitzvot, meaning those same actions that the light does, that in order to correct the general malchut. Questions? Yes.
В чем связь того, что он раскрывает Тору и одновременно покрывается язвами?
What's the connection between the revelation of the Torah and the light having wounds?
He could not receive such an attainment if his body wasn't completely, how do you say it? Yeah, he was full of sores, as if he was completely, how's it on the ground? When he rots, yeah. Meaning that he is completely inverted from in order to receive to in order to bestow. That is called that he reached his wounds. That the body is a desire to receive. When it inverts, that's what it is. Obviously, it has nothing to do with this world. So don't be sorry that you're not full of rust and sores. It'll come. Let's go to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.